The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Now, our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, is with me now. We are continuing the gift guide, and today we're looking at tech presents up to about €200. So, where do we start, Jess?
Again, we are spoiled for choice. We're going to start a good bit lower at €65. And the reason is because this is one of the most requested gadgets of the year from our listeners. And these were the Enod wireless earbuds. These are the small, truly wireless Bluetooth headphones. They sit in ear. There's literally no cable. They live within a little coffin box in which they charge. You take them out, pop them in your ears, and the sound quality is incredible. They're €65 and they're from EA Direct. I have to say, I've been loving them since I've been using them, and I know a lot of people have bought them, but if you're looking for a good gift for around the €65 mark, that is the way to go.
Okay, now, that might have been in our first selection of gifts.
But I forgot about it last week.
Exactly. So, we move on to the more expensive ones, over €100, and we're starting with the HP Sprocket 200. What's that?
So, the HP Sprocket is a small printer from HP, who you know is a tech brand. They make laptops, they make printers, and they're very well regarded. Last year, they brought out the first Sprocket device, and the idea is that we're taking more photographs than ever before, but we're rarely printing them. We don't do anything with them, they just sit on a hard drive. It's a very, very small device. It's smaller than a phone. It pairs to your smartphone or your tablet or any device with Bluetooth, and you can then select an image and it prints out an image within seconds, and the quality of the images is stunning. What I love is that you have to buy replacement paper, but you don't have to buy replacement ink. The ink is actually stored within the paper and it bleeds then onto the page, which is just a much more cost efficient way of doing things.
And what's the cost of the paper?
So the printer itself is £129, and then the paper, it can be quite pricey. I think it's around €20 for a box of 20 prints, so it works out around a euro print.
A pop.
However, what I would say to you is, if you are putting this on your list for Santa, or if you're going to buy it as a gift, go on to the likes of Amazon and bulk buy the paper, because you can get it so much cheaper and then deliver it to a store. But I have to say, I've been using the Sprocket to personalise pretty much everything in my life, and I absolutely love it.
Let's move on to Google Home.
Yes. So the smart assistants have really embedded themselves in Irish life. It doesn't seem such a strange concept anymore to be talking to a device and looking for advice. I have reviewed the Amazon devices as well as the Google devices, and my personal preference is for the Google Home. So the Google Home is the larger of the two devices from Google. It's €149. They also do a Google Mini, which I have here in studio, which is a very neat device. So if you live in a small premises or you just want it in one room, this would do the job. This is €59. The big difference between the two of them is simply the sound output. So the Google Home acts as a speaker, so you can tell it to put on the Beatles on Spotify and it will fill your entire living room area.
What do you need? You have to have Wi-Fi.
Yes, you do.
You obviously have to have a Spotify account.
Yes, you do.
So how do you get it to talk to all the things that you wanted to talk to?
Okay, so the big thing, and I did this morning. So when you get, you take the device out of the box and you download the Google Home app onto your phone. And that means it can work with Android or iOS devices. It's not just one or the other. So you download the Google Home app and you add it onto your Wi-Fi. Then once it's on your home Wi-Fi, you can talk to it and you can just have conversations. You can ask if it's going to rain today. You know, what time is the bus due?
So you don't have to tell it which weather service you want to. You just say, what's the weather going to be like in Ballydehob today?
What I do every morning, it's the first conversation I have every day of my life. I say, hey Google, is it going to rain today? And she'll say, there's no rain due in Leopardstown, because I live in Leopardstown. So it knows, because of the GPS on my phone, where I am. Bit creepy, but I love it. So that's that. It can also, if you use Google Calendars, it can tell you when your first meeting of the day is. If you wanted to play your music from Spotify, you do have to have a Spotify premium account. It's not enough to have the free one. So it's an add-on, I suppose. Mm. If you also are looking to smarten up your home, you can buy the Philips Hue light bulbs that will talk to it as well. So again, I have a lot of the Hive technology in my home, so I can tell it to turn on my living room lights, turn on the bedroom lamp, and make sure that the iron is turned off, because I have all these different devices.
Suppose I want London news, for example. Can I say, Hi, Google. I want the latest on Brexit from London, not from Dublin.
Oh, yeah. No, you can dictate what you want. So when you set up your device, for example, it'll ask you what you're interested in. And it can say, OK, do you want your daily briefing to incorporate News Talk, the BBC and, you know, ABC in America? And you say yes. And then when you walk into your living room, you say, hey, Google, what's my daily update? And it'll give you basically like a little news bulletin. It's very nice. For €149 for the full size or €59 for the mini, I absolutely adore it. My niece and my nephew use theirs all the time. They have an Amazon Echo, and my nephew, who can't really talk yet, goes around and tells Alexa to turn the lights on and off.
Now, a question from Paul in Whitehall, and it anticipates your next gift, I think. Would you ask Jess which Huawei phone she'd recommend? My budget is €200. I use calls, texts, photos and apps, but only on the phone. My current HTC is giving me trouble. That's from Paul in Whitehall. So he does everything on his phone.
Yes.
And the gift.
And the gift is the Huawei P Smart. And don't you know, it's €199. So it's right within your budget. You can spend that euro that's left over however you wish. Huawei have been one of my brands of the year. Every device that has come out, whether it's the lowest sort of entry level model or their Mate 20 Pro, which I'm using now, every device has been stellar in its category. The reason the P Smart made the gift guide is because, firstly, it's €199. The battery life is incredible. The performance is remarkable, again, for the budget and where it's placed within the spectrum of phones. And the camera, like all Huawei phones, is great. So I think you will not regret going with the P Smart.
Okay, Hewlett-Packard, HP Tango. Mm-hmm. What is that?
This is a new printer that I hadn't heard of until very recently. It's €158. And for the most part, it's a standard printer. Mm-hmm. However, there's no buttons on it. So the idea is, as we are moving towards this new era of the Google Homes and the Amazon Alexas and so on, voice control technology will be everything. So the idea with this printer is I can say, I can talk to my Google device and I can say, Google, print out the Pat Kenny Show running order for today. It'll find that device on either my phone or my laptop, depending on what device I've paired it with, and it will print it out. I won't have to pick up the device. I won't have to hit print. It'll just do it automatically. Now, if you want,
I need to talk to it, do I, via either Google Home or Alexa?
You don't have to. That's just one case scenario. If I have a number of documents on my phone, I can just open them out. If you sent me an email attachment now, again, I can just control it via my phone. I don't have to go and interact with the printer in any way, shape or form. The idea with this is that it's much neater. It can print documents. It can also print photographs as well. It comes with a number of sheets of photo paper too. I am quite impressed by it. I think, in my honest opinion, this is sort of a proof of concept from HP to try and incorporate more voice control and so on. Mm. As you can see, I have it here in studio with me.
Very sleek.
It's a very neat device. It doesn't look like a big, ugly printer. Sure, it doesn't.
It's hardly any bigger than a box file.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually it's not quite as wide, but it's very, very neat. It comes with sort of a grey cover just to try and mask it around your home. And again, the idea is that you no longer have to shove these in the back room because they look so ugly. It's just part of your home. You can interact with it. You can talk with it. And I think we're going to see much more of this type of technology and this type of interaction next year.
And this automatic ink subscription service?
Yeah. So again, it'll monitor when you're running low on ink. And if you subscribe, it'll just automatically order for you. So you don't have to wait until you're printing off, you know, your important forms or an important document that you need to read urgently, and then you realise you've run out and then you have to go to the shop. It'll do it all for you. So it's, again, another feature worth considering if you are someone who prints quite often.
Now, some of the questions coming in. I would like to buy my wife a tablet. Would you recommend the Samsung Tab S2 8-inch 32 gigs?
Yeah, that's an excellent tablet. That's so the S range of tablets are great. They're a little bit pricier. So again, it depends on what she wants to do with it. If she just wants to watch a bit of Netflix, do a bit of emails and a bit of online shopping, something like the Samsung Tab A might do the job. It's around €199, but the S2 is great.
Next one. Can you ask Jess where I can get the tracker phone she spoke about a couple of weeks ago? It was for children. I think she said it was Vodafone, but they haven't a clue when I ask. That's from Teresa.
You know what? It's very funny. A few people have said this to me. So it's a Vodafone product. It's the Vodafone V Kids, if my memory serves correctly. And you can buy it online. A number of people said they've gone into stores and the Vodafone staff haven't actually known about it. But I do know a number of people have bought them. So what I'll do is, after the show, we'll tweet out the link from the @PatKennyNT account on Twitter.
Cheap tablet for a young kid to play Roblox on, budget less than 100 euro. Aidan.
Less than 100 euro. The Samsung Tab A 8-inch is 99 euro at the moment in Harvey Norman. There's also the Alba Tab from Argos. That's just what it's called, the Alba Tab. However, my gut would say go with Samsung if you're going to be playing games.
Could you please ask Jess the best phone for up to 150 euro? It's for everyday use. I'm in my 60s, but quite tech savvy. That's from Denise.
I would say, would you not try and treat yourself and bump it up the extra 40 quid and get the Huawei P Smart? If you're tech savvy and you like getting the most out of a device, I think you will very much enjoy the Huawei P Smart. If you are sticking to your 150, look at some of the Nokia phones. The lower end Nokias are great, but I would really urge you to consider the P Smart.
We're coming to the end of today's gift list. Tech Talk on Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
The usual time.
Yes.
Quick one for Jess. Can you ask her why SD card slots are disappearing on phones?
Because cloud computing is apparently the future. Now, I say this to every tech manufacturer that I meet. Cloud computing is amazing for me because I live in an area that has incredible broadband. If you don't have good broadband, however, and you have to try and find a Starbucks where you can use the free Wi-Fi to upload your photographs, it's a pain in the face. But it is that they're trying to move us towards the cloud.
And a reminder again, the Enod wireless earbuds getting calls again
there
about
that.
That's from Rachel. Where do you order them from?
eadirect.ie. So again, I can tweet that link out as well. But they are incredibly popular, so I would recommend them.
Do you know where HP Pavilion Power 15 might be found? Curry's out of stock.
Oh, there's all the retailers. So again, if you want to email me, I can send you back. But the places that I always look are Harvey Norman, Curry's PC World, DID, Power City. There's also a number of online retailers. There's an Irish business called Eureka.ie. They always have great stock as well. So look in those places.
Okay. Have we finished with the list or are we going upmarket even
more? Oh, we're going to go up. We're going to go right on up. Don't you worry.
Okay. So next week, more than 200 euro.
I would say around 500 quid or so.
Okay, all right.
You must really love someone to spend 500 quid.